This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Nun. We are up to Se'if Beis. Mishnah Brura, Simen Kuf Nun, Se'if Beis. Okay, here we go. Ein boinim es beis haknesses, ella begav shul. You only build a shul in the highest point of a city. In other words, you have a city, you have an area where the topography is higher than somewhere else. You're supposed to build it there. Umagbiyin oisai, and you raise it up. Ad sheyia gavaya mikalbate ha'ir shemishtamshim b'hem. And you make it, you raise it until it is taller than all the houses that are used. So in other words, two halachas, two independent halachas. Number one, you go to the tallest part in the city, you build the shul there. Number two, well, there might be a house or a building on the other side of town that starts off on a lower spot, but it's very tall. No, the shul has to be taller than the highest skyscraper, but it's something that is, as long as it's a house that's used, perush, La'afuke bironios, perush binyanim asim lenoi. Towers that are just made for aesthetic quality. Targum s'chiois hachemda. The targum of s'chiois hachemda, bironios shapiron. Or umigdalim she'en mishamshimem, or towers that are not used. V'gag shehu meshupa, but let's say you have in the city a house that with a tall slanted roof, ein roi latashmish, that can't be used. Misharon adamakim shu roi latashmish. You evaluate that house based on, okay, at what height is it possible to be used? Dehainu shem yesha aliyah tachas hagag. That is, if there's a roof, if there's an attic, a floor under the roof, loite gavoya yosem eis haknesses, should not be taller than the shul. So, you know, this sounds theoretical, because in most cities in Europe, the rule was that the church had to be the highest building in the city. But that's, you know, kisheyadeno tekifa. Says Rama Hago v'shas adchak, in a pressing, extenuating circumstance, so sheyesh mitzvas malchus, or there's a rule from the government, she'in rasham livnois v'zengiz kadina, that we're not able to build a shul, as it's halacha, mutol lespal v'bayis l'ad adavin in a house afabi shadarin ba'ali al gabav, even though there are people who are living on top. Meaning bizman hazeh, that they don't let us build tall shuls. If you don't have a choice, you could even have people living on top. Uvavad sheyinagu ba'aliyah sha'ala b'nekiyos, as long as they accord themselves with cleanliness. Kamoy sheyizbar soiv simin kuf nun aleph. As it will be explained, the end of Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. Says Mishra Begava Shalir Shenemar Beroish Hoimiyos Tikra. From the tops of the peaks, it should call out. Beroish Hoimiyos Tikra. Okay. Note 17, what is this going on? The Maram Shik, it's quoted by the Kaf HaChaim. I'm surprised that the Kaf HaChaim brings the Maram Shik, that this heter. No, sorry. Sorry, that's something else. Let's say you have a city that's built on the side of a mountain, and the Beis HaKnesses is built on the bottom of the mountain. So even though technically the shul might be taller than the other houses of the city, the houses above on the mountain are higher in altitude than it. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that if the main community is in the lower part of the city and the shul is taller than those houses, That would be okay, because it would be very hard to be magbia from every single house on the top of the mountain. And it's better for the shul to be in the middle and not in the top of the city, because only a few Jews live there. Like the Mishkan, that around it were the machnas. In other words, the first consideration is that the shul should be in the center. So therefore, if let's say you have a village on a mountain, so you can make the shul in the middle of the mountain, even though it may be taller than every house, but in altitude it's not higher than every house, that would be okay.
Any hilly village has that problem, no?
Any what?
Hilly village, a hill, not even mountain. Many...
Yeah, so I guess, again, the... The first consideration is that there should be central location, and after that, altitude. Okay, Mishnah Berurah continues. Gavaya mikabate er shenemar leroy meimes beis elokeinu. You want to elevate the house of Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan says this din is only by a beis haknesses, not a beis hamedrash, and that's the minog. Aye, kedushas beis hamedrash is greater than kedushas beis haknesses. But this is a special din in Beis HaKnesses, which is a makam to L'chol Ha'ir. Others disagree with this. The Karakemach says that we learn out that just like the Beis HaMikdash is Nivne Begoiva, so too you have to be Magbia Bate Knesias Mishar Bate Ha'ir. The Maspik Lo'ev Dei Hashem says, since we're learning out a din of Beis HaKnesses from Beis HaMikdash, you should learn from here to beautify a shul to the extreme degree. You should beautify the shul to the most, to the greatest extent. So you want to have the highest level renovations, to the point where if you'd be able to cover the walls in gold, you should do so. So let's say there's a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael that they made in Aron, where the Rosh Yeshiva went to India, and they constructed a multi-million dollar Aron. So that would be in line with Hamaspik La'ivdei Hashem. Also, it's a brilliant fundraising, because if people say, you know, they spend so much money, you know, why they should give it to the B'nai Torah? They didn't spend so much money, they made so much money. Because as much money as they paid for it, that's how much more they made off of it from sponsorships. So, you know, many people look and say, well, why they spend so much money? It's because they don't know how raising money works. That's just a side point. So they actually didn't spend so much money. They made more money than any other building in history. They didn't spend more, they spent more, but they also made more. Anyway, that's just... But that's in line with Hamas, the Sefer Hamaspik Lo'ivdei Hashem. Okay. There are some places they're not careful about this. Because Achrenim Shatam, the Achrenim say the reason is the Kivin Sheyesh Sham Harbe Bate Oivde Gilum Shegvoy Mesa Knesses. Since there are many Bate Avoy Dezara that are taller than the Shulam, Kain Belav Achilak Akir Lebesa Knesses. So then there's no recognition for the Shul. You know why we're not Makbid on this? That the Shul should be higher than the houses? Because anyway, there are churches higher than the Shul. The Kaf HaChaim brings to the Maram Shik that this heter only works for the houses in the city in general. But if you have houses in close proximity to the shul must be taller than it. Therefore, if you live in a makom and you live in the vicinity of the shul and the neighbor of the shul, it is usur to build your home taller than the shul, despite the fact that there are other homes taller than the shul. You cannot make your home taller than the shul. Okay. So, you should be careful with this as much as possible. Ki b'gemara chmir ma'oid al zeh, the gemara is very machmer on this, ayin sham b'chein kasaf b'shari tshuva. So, if one of the shuls are taller than the other houses of the city, the Sfasema says that's enough. You don't have to have every shul taller than the houses. And in the Sefer, Chashuke Chemed, okay, I think it's a very good Sefer. I don't think it should be as cited as a halachic authority on the side of the Dirshu, although I think it's interesting to note this, that the Chazoinish said that in Bnei Brak, since Panovich and Slabodka are taller than the houses in the city, they're matzel the whole city. Panovich and Slabodka are matzel the whole city. So the question is, nowadays, there are cities that are entirely Jewish, and still they're not makbid on making the... By the way, I would say, I would argue on that, just for the sake of it, that no, Panovich and Slabodka are not matzel, because they're batei midrashos. There's no, according to the Achronim that say the din of that you should be magbia is only a base haknesses and not a base medrash, then who says Slabodka is a base haknesses? Or they daven there, so it's also a base haknesses. I don't know. I don't think anyone would say Slabodka and Panovich are a base haknesses. So does that prove that the Chazoinish holds, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that he holds the din applies to Beis Medrash also, or maybe it doesn't apply to Beis Medrash, but one Beis Medrash would be Matzah the whole city? I don't know. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's a Tzarech Ion, why nowadays we're not Makbid on this. Maybe we're Soymech on the fact that there will always be Yehudim Avaryonim who are Magbiim, their houses more than the basic Knesses. But still, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if there are Avaryonim who build big, tall houses, L'chor, you should still have to make the basic Knesses as tall as possible.
You'd say in general we don't have Batei Knesses now. Most Batei Knesses are Batei Midrashos.
You know, in the big shuls, which are becoming more like a, you know, they have a basic knesses and a base medrash. And the basic knesses, they don't have svarim, you know, they have a siddur and a chumash. And yeah, but even in they're taller, but they're not taller than, you know, the oisher's four story, you know, house, which he's not. The what?
The person who plans a city and when you come with your plans to the city.
He didn't get up to this. Yeah. Okay, ha'asuyin lenoi. Right, so loymer lenoi ba'alma. As opposed to if it's just a tower made just for beauty, ve'en mishtamshim b'sun klal, it's not used at all. L'chein afilu abatim atzim gvayin les lenban. Therefore, even the houses themselves, there's no problem. Meaning? What does this mean? Lachin afilu habatim atzman gevayin leslan ba. The mechaber said that migdalim she'en mishtamsh la'afuke, in other words, it has to be taller than all the batei ha'ir that you use. La'afuke biraniyos u'migdalos. So even a house, I guess, that's not used is not a problem. Al gabav. So b'shas hadchak, or there's a mitzvah samalchus that you're now to build a beis haknesses kadina. You're allowed to daven even though people live over it. Then the shul is lower than where you live. Afilu hachishari, it's permitted. Why? Because it's b'shas hadchak. So somebody asked, what about a basement shul? He brings here that in Sim Kuf Nun Aleph, Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, it's mavur, that even a basic nesis kavua, you're allowed to make use on top of it, if at the time you built the shul, you built the base dira above it. The Aruch HaShulchan is matmiya on this. And the Minchas Yitzchak says that the heter is only regarding using above the shul. But there is an iser that it's not the tallest spot in the area. Okay, so it seems like, you know, a basement shul, number one, there are heterim to use on top of the shul. And number two, Bizman Hazeh, anyway, there are Batei Avodah Zarah that are taller than it. But the question is, pal, why are you davening in a basement shul? Why, because there's no rabbi? No, you should leave immediately and go to a real shul. Elamai, that's the shul with, you know, if you're talking about a basement shul where there's a rav and there's no talking, then you could go there. But if you're going there because there's no rav and there's talking there, you're not allowed to go there. Don't even go there one more, don't even go there for mincha today. Immediately ask for a refund on the rest of your membership. Don't say let them keep the money. Don't let them keep the rest of the year even. Don't support places where people gather and there's no rub and there's talking. Ask for, even better, ask for a refund on the beginning of the year. I don't know, Mekach Tois, you should have known that yourself. You knew that already. But I'm just reminding you. Okay. Bad, yeah. I'm like preaching to the choir over here. It's unbelievable. Okay. So, Sif Gimel. Misha Magbiya Beso Yoisim Beis HaKnesses. Someone who makes their house taller than the shul. Yesh Oymer Shekovin HaSlash Be'ah. Some say we force you to lower it. V'masa Binyan Gavaya Yoiser. Let's say you do like this. Let's say you make like a chimney. You make a Binyan Gavaya Yoiser. Be'karen Echem Beis HaKnesses Sagi Be'kach. So here you could have, you know, a one-story shul, and you have this really tall chimney coming out of the corner. I'm not sure why that helps, because, you know, it has no hishtamshus, but apparently it does something. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura, Bekeren Echem Beis HaKnesses. So it's a lemesha, Higbiya Rak Zavasachem, because of Beis HaKnesses, he made one corner higher. V'davka Shigbiya Yidei Binyan Kugoyin Begago Aliyah. It had to be, you made it taller with a roof, or an upper floor. An antenna is not going to do the job, you know, or a flagpole. Yeah, all of a sudden on one side of the shul you have the flag of the Confederacy or something. That's not gonna help you out. Sifda, we'll just read the sif. If you're going to build your house opposite the window of the shul, it's not enough the regular distance that you're supposed to distance from someone's window, 4 amos. Shuls need a lot of light. So you have to move your house further away. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
Recording stopped. I don't know.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.